Don't touch that dial. Hey, get up and dance. Hey, this is Connect the Dots, whether you know it or not. Yeah, this is Connect the Dots radio show. This is BBS radio, internet radio, where we can say whatever we want. And there is no government in this whole big world that can stop us from speaking the truth. Whereas if I was on an AM or FM station, the corporations would have complaints about many things that I would want to talk about. Think about that now. Okay, that's enough time thinking. I'd like to re-identify this show as, well, the name of the show is Connect the Dots, but I could also call it Radio Free America, because just like in World War II, they had Radio Free Europe. Think about that now. Okay, that's enough time to think about it. In America, we are losing our freedom, and we are oppressed in 1,001 ways by our corrupt government. That's right, American government is corrupt. Think about that. Okay, that's enough time. Yep, American government is oppressive and is oppressing us. And we're letting them get away with it. They're getting away with murder. They all participated in the murdering of innocent people by playing along with the scam gimmick. Chances are the state that you're in, in America, we have states. We don't have provinces. We have states. Chances are the state you're living in, your governor sold you out, just like your federal government sold you out and conned you and tricked you and coerced you into allowing strangers to inject toxic compounds into your body that many of you have died already from. In fact, we all know people already that they took the vaccine, the pharmaceutical concoction that they claimed was a vaccine, was really a death pill. You don't believe me? Yes, those people who are not feeling so well now. They destroyed their immune system and some people died instantly. Well, now that we got that straight, you know, let's just move on to something else. Like, have you looked out into the evening? If you're in the part of the world where it's dark now, there's a full moon out tonight. Yeah. I can't think of what the exact hour of the full, total full moon is, but it's a full moon nevertheless. If you got your near window, pop your head out and look. You shouldn't see a full moon if you have a clear enough sky to see one. And full moons are magical nights. Yes, the moon does affect us in more ways than you ever imagined. I mean, think about it. The moon has the power to pull on the tides, the big bodies of water on Earth. It pulls them gravitationally, attracts the water and makes the Earth not a circle, but an oblong, egg-shaped thing, and to some extent. powerful forces the moon has because it's so close to the Earth compared to other satellites and so big compared to other satellites. You know, for a planet the size of the Earth, the moon is extremely big orbiting structure. Some people say it's not natural one. And they have their reasons. But regardless of that, when you think about it, so the moon is able to attract water. That's why, you know, we all heard the saying, the moon drives people crazy. Well, think about it. Your brain is over 70% water. Some people say it's up to 90% water, your brain. So that's a lot of water for the moon to pull on. It might have an effect on how you think. Did you ever think about that? You know, common sense explains a lot. This is the call-in radio show, 888-627-6008. If you're calling from some other country on the other side of the ocean, well, I don't have the number in front of me right here, but it's a regular number, not toll-free. It's listed. Go to VBS Radio on the internet, and you'll see the number listed there. All you need to participate is a phone and a voice. That's right. You need a voice, too. I have attempted in the past to contact, I don't know. If you go on, if you're on Twitter, you understand what I'm talking about to some extent here. Twitter is actually a good place to go. It has its problems, of course. It censors people, puts roadblocks up on certain things if you want to talk about it, tries to deny you to deny you free speech now and then because it has algorithms, it has the AI machinery set up to put stumbling blocks in your way if you talk about things that Twitter people don't want you to talk about or the New World Order doesn't want you to talk about. And so they tell Twitter, don't allow these people to talk about this, and that's how it works. So there are some problems with Twitter. Elon baby didn't fix any of them, by the way, just for the record. What would you expect from rich people? They don't understand common things like free speech, you know. They got so much money they just buy people out, and that gives them their free speech. So anyhow, there's a lot of representatives out on Twitter. There's the fake bots out there, of course. You know, out there to annoy us and have us get us engaged in all wasteful conversations. But there's representatives of extraterrestrial races. Yep, they have their representatives on Twitter, so they say. So there's plenty of people, hashtags out there that represent different groups of aliens. Sometimes they give droids what they supposedly look like. No real pictures. Aliens are not posting any real pictures, though. So you wonder, are they real? Why aren't they posting real pictures? You know, what's the deal here? Can we trust them? Are they all fake? You know, you have to use your intuition and discernment on that. You got to wonder, why aren't they willing to show their real faces on Twitter? Or maybe Twitter won't allow it. They'll take it down right away if an alien shows what he really looks like. But they all have cartoon drawings of what they look like or video images. Digital video images, all of them stationary. None of them are ever in motion, which makes you doubt. Again, can we trust any of them? Oh, yeah. I don't know. It's a tough one. Anyhow, I've attempted to get these so-called representatives of different star nations that claim to be here on Earth or claim to be hovering our planet in spacecraft. And it's gotten me nowhere. I've asked them to, you know, I've tweeted to them, call into the radio station, you know, and let's have an ad lib conversation so I can ask you some key questions and you can enlighten us as to what you're all about, where you're from, and, you know, what you really look like, you're easy to get along with, what are you planning on doing for us? How are you planning on interfering in our existence? And all kinds of important questions. And one group, I'm not going to mention their name, but I started to tweet to them, and I got a response in the sense, a tweet response. We'll get in touch with our telepathic expert to get in touch with you. And they just missed the point, you know, that you can't telepathically, what's the point of telepathically contacting me on a radio show where we need a verbal conversation that others can hear? You know, just didn't get it, you know. And I thought maybe, well, if I call them chicken, maybe they'll respond to that. No such luck. You know, didn't go anywhere. But emailed another group and didn't get any response. But from generalized comments that this one particular group makes, the Galactic Federation or Confederation. In fact, hey, this is Colin Radio Show, and if there's anyone out there that can actually define, I've tweeted these groups, and like, what is it? Is it Galactic Federation or Galactic Confederation? In the beginning, it was just the Galactic Federation. Then it was the GFOL abbreviation for the Galactic Federation of Light. And then later on, it came to be the Galactic Confederation to one particular group that represents some of them. Supposedly, there's 52 star nations, but there's only maybe a half a dozen that are going to be interacting with us. To bring us into the event, the ascension, moment of true ascension. I've said it before, but just to refresh in case you didn't hear, that thing, upcoming thing called the event, it's going to be a whoosh of energy that's going to transmute every molecule on this planet. It's going to be a quantum recrystallization of all matter on planet Earth. And those of us that have bodies, like most of us humans, we are going to have our carbon-based body transformed into a more diamond crystal-like body. And that's what the quantum recrystallization of all the matter on planet Earth will do. It'll also be a quantum recrystallization of all the matter that makes up Mother Earth. That's right. The sphere that we exist on, sailing through space. And yes, our Mother Earth takes us on a journey all the ages, through all the ages of the zodiac. You know, I came across most of us here on Earth, and I think I'm accurately speaking here, most of the human race, the 8 billion people, we don't have an understanding of astrology. But that's always been the realm of mediums and other channelers and other hucksters and con artists and other people. And they play around with their tarot decks and other things that relate to astrology, and they talk about an orbit of a planet being in the house of Jupiter or the house of Saturn, and they name the planets and they name the other fancy words connected to the zodiac and all other astrological terms. So most of us really, it's something that other people do, a small majority of the population. And very few people actually understand what astrology is all about. Some people go to their astrologer, look to people who know about astrology as guides, and they ask astrology knowledgeable person, what's in my future, you know, kind of like palm reading. But anyhow, and then they pull out the deck of tarot cards or something, and they say, well, you're in this house, and when were you born, and all these figures, which makes it even more confusing and allows those who know something about it to con the ignorant ones, which are us, basically. Anyhow, on Twitter today, I came across one of the probably the best definition to easily explain what astrology is all about, and that there is really something to it. And this is what it explained in a couple of sentences, which was a very concise and simple explanation. And it was that planets, other objects floating through space, have a frequency. They broadcast at electromagnetic frequency, and they also broadcast a quantum signature, a quantum frequency. Now, when the frequency, electromagnetic frequency broadcasting of a planet, their vibrational signature, and their quantum vibrational signature cross the path of another planet or asteroid or something, an interference pattern is created by the two vibrational frequencies crossing each other. And that has a special effect, and sometimes a doubling of an effect, and a powerful effect. And the energy, when the energies meet, not only is an interference pattern created, energy is gains momentum and power. So that's what it's all about. The interference pattern of the vibrational signatures of the planets, the stars, asteroids, and other things floating through space. Well, there you got it, people. That's what it's all about. And when they chart that information down, it can tell in relation to you, the individual, that's interference pattern relates different to people born on different days. Because some people are born under the sign of Gemini, and they all, you know, and others are born on the sign of Leo, you know, and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Well, now you all know, if you followed me through this, you understand what astrology is all about. Paying attention to where the vibrational frequencies cross paths and add momentum and energy in a certain way, and how that affects you born on a certain day in a certain year. You know, people born on the same day because the on Earth here we have 365 days approximately in a year. So you might know somebody who's born on the same day you are, but because they're born in a different year, the aspects affecting them when they were born of these interference patterns from planets is different than you, simply because it was a different year. You know, you might be born on the first day of May in 1980, and your neighbor is born on the first day of May in 1981. Well, you might have been born on a Sunday, and your neighbor might have been born on a Tuesday. So you see, it doesn't quite match up exactly. Sure, you're both born under the same sign, but the aspects and the orbits of the planets and the interference patterns were different, even though you were born on the same day. Now, boy, are you getting an education in astrology? Now, I've always felt, knowing nothing about astrology when I was growing up and had no concern about it, because I was living life and knowing how to make decisions and knowing how to navigate in this crazy world, I didn't need it. And you don't need astrology to navigate in this world. You don't need astrology for anything, really. People pay attention to it to try to take advantage of the extra energies created by the interference patterns, and that's why people follow it diligently. A lot of the ET races follow it. In fact, the behind-the-scenes workings of the Galactic Federation, a lot of it's based on astrology. They like to take advantage of different days, have different, the energies add up differently, and they like to take advantage of that. And they incorporate that into their planning and battles, et cetera, et cetera. But take it from me, to enjoy a beautiful life on Earth, you don't need astrology, really. You just have to have your head on correctly. You know, have a basic bag of knowledge and have some experience dealing with your fellow human beings, and you'll be fine. And you don't have to follow astrology. And but you got the lesson and some easy explanation of what it's all about tonight. So, having said that, well, it's been a crazy week. More people getting abused by police as usual. When is it ever going to end? You know, I've called up some of these organizations and told them, like, you know, the problem is you got to change the laws for police behavior if you want the police to act differently. And the organizations I called up, they agreed, you know. Meanwhile, they don't know how to go about accomplishing that. Right? Why haven't they done it already? They claim they understand that's what needs to be done, but they don't know how to go about. All these agencies that are worried about police brutality and claim it's racist and all this other crap that they just want to whine about and cry about, and they have some legitimate complaints. Too many cops are killing innocent people. Definitely have complaints. But what are they all, brain dead? Come on, it's not that difficult of a problem to solve. You have to take command of your police department. It's that simple. If you don't know how to do that, what the hell are you doing? I mean, really? Whining and crying and thinking that the elected officials are going to do that? That's a dream. That's a dreamland fantasy there, pal. Let me tell you, how were you born yesterday? Just came to Earth yesterday. You should, everybody on this planet should understand, especially in 2023. All the governments are corrupt. All the elected officials are corrupt. They're all nothing but pawns in the hands of the New World Order. And who is the New World Order? We have plenty of identifications to identify the participants of the New World Order. But most people don't know all the participants. I mean, obviously it's the bankers, the big corporations, the wealthy people, the 13 ruling families, the Illuminati, the heads of those other secret organizations. But the one thing that the people always leave out when you want to talk about the New World Order, who's really at the top of the pyramid, it's the evil ETs. That's it. It's been that way from the beginning, you know? The evil ETs came to Earth and they took control of the human race. And then they, some of them, over time, some of them felt an inkling to dole out the power to get us to monitor ourselves so they didn't have to waste time, their precious time monitoring us, you know, as much as they do and like to do. And they created fake authoritative positions like kingships. All your authoritative positions on this earth, they were invented by the evil ETs. And I'm talking about the ones with the physical bodies. And of course, later on, the you could call them the fallen angels or the demonic entities that don't have bodies. Also, they came here and they saw, man, this is a playground. We can do our evil here and get away with it so easily because it's been set up to do like that. And that's what we're up against still. And that's what the Galactic Confederation is supposed to be doing, helping us get rid of all the bad guys. And I gave you the whole list, you know, the Masons, the hierarchy of the Masons. They're corrupt too. They're part of the the New World Order. You know, the list is really big, you know, the participants in the New World Order. They own not only own every government in the world, they own the World Health Organization, the World Economic Forum, the European Union, NATO, and like I said, every a national government on planet Earth is owned, bought out, and paid for. They own the U.S. government. They own all the so-called democratic governments of Europe and around the world. They own all the dictatorships. They just own it all. And at the top of the owning pyramid is the evil ETs. I don't know what kind of a power-sharing structure they have, whether the physical ones have complete control or they have to power-share with the invisible demonic beings. But either way, the invisible demonic beings have a free-for-all here on Earth because they're invisible. Even the evil ETs can't control them, I don't think. So that's what we're up against here on planet Earth. If you're not considering all that, you don't understand the situation you're in. That's what makes life difficult. Meanwhile, again, Twitter's a good place to go learn, and you can learn the other side of the coin. On the good side, we have the star seeds now on Earth who are doing their best to anchor more light in, because apparently the solution to get rid of the dark forces is bring more light and anchor it to Mother Earth. Mother Earth is good flavor. She loves us. I wrote a song about that. The Earth, she loves you. It's out there on my CD Baby album. Go listen to it. You'll find it on YouTube. The Earth, she loves you. In fact, I have a video, 5-minute music video out there, also on YouTube. The Earth, she loves you. Listen to the words. It tells the story. Maybe you'll have some compassion and understanding and find it in your heart to love the Earth back, because that's it. The Earth, she loves you, and all she wants is to be loved. Hey, that's not asking for much now, is it? But this is an educational radio show, and boy, you are getting an education tonight. Meanwhile, hey, it's a call-in radio show. All you need is a phone and a voice. That's it. Like I explained before, these ETs that want to telepathically communicate to a radio show, they just don't get it. You need to vocalize to be a participant in a live talk radio show. Telepathy won't do it. And I've got a news for all of you telepathic entities that might be listening. I've said it before, and I'll say it again, and you might not understand this, but I know for a fact, and I'll never back down from this, that certain things can be explained better with a verbal conversation than telepathy. I know, because I've experienced telepathy. I participated in it, and I know what it is, and I know that you can pinpoint things more accurately in some cases with a verbal conversation, especially a reciprocative verbal conversation. See, telepathic, it's kind of one way, in a sense, you know? You're projecting the thought picture out there, and the other persons receive it. But that's not a conversation. That's not an ad-lib conversation. It can be in a vague generalization, you know. You pick up the telepathic communication and you think, yeah, I read that, I understand. But that's not a debate, you know. You need a verbal conversation to do a debate and to do a question and answer thing accurately, to pinpoint. And you need a verbal conversation to do that. And, you want to debate that? Hey, this is a call-in radio show, and you tell me why that isn't so. But I don't think you're going to win the argument. Anyhow, so much for that. More education you're getting. Sure, I hear that telepathic, many of the Star Nations in the Galactic Confederation, or is it Federation? I do wish, because this is a call-in radio show, that someone could actually, who's listening, call in and actually knows, is it the Galactic Federation or the Galactic Confederation, or both words refer to the same group of the 52 star nations that are the good guys, and they're here, so they say. Not willing to show themselves yet. They've been showing their spacecraft hiding in clouds. Sometimes they'll flash a brief shot of them, but the real ETs that are here to help us, most of them are hiding in clouds. I think when we see a flash of a circular UFO, it could be Earth-based UFOs, you know, federal government or military governments. And, you know, that's up for debate, too. We'll all find out with the full disclosure. That's why it's important to understand that the event is coming. We've been forewarned for a good number of years now. They keep, like, moving the goalposts down the road. You know, we don't like that kind of stuff here on Earth. And I just wanted to put that message out in case there are any ETs out there listening. We don't like when you or anybody else moves the goalpost. You know, you get our appetites wet and you tell us we won the game already, but we don't see that we won the game because the bad guys are getting worse here on Earth and they're making our lives more and more difficult. And more innocent people are being harmed because you guys are taking too long. You know, I've told everybody, go to 2012portal.blogspot.com, the Cobra site. You know, it's a name representing resistance as one of the groups of the Galactic Federation of Light, GFOL for short. And, you know, it's, you can learn a lot by going to that site, but it's also annoying in the sense that they're moving the goalposts too down the road, you know, telling us we're almost there and then all of a sudden nothing's happening. Well, if we're almost there, why hasn't it happened? You know, telling us about making all this progress, there's only one dark pit left on planet Earth under Washington, D.C., I think. Well, if there's only one left, what's the big deal? Can't you use some ingenuity? Unfortunately, I've noticed that the Galactic Federation, the Galactic Confederation, the Galactic Federation of Light, why do I have to keep saying these three different versions? Please, somebody call in and explain to me, if you know, of course, which one is correct. Or are they all the same? Do they all refer to the same group? Anyhow, these galactic brothers and sisters, they seem to lack ingenuity. You know, I've tried to contact them. They refuse to respond. And because, you know, I definitely could teach them a thing or two about strategy and about using a little ingenuity to get things done faster. You know, they've got their ways, and sure, they're doing all the dirty work for us here. We would never be able to fix this by ourselves. They claim they've done a lot already, but, you know, again, we have to take their word 100%. They've shown us no proof, really. You know, what we call proof, no. They haven't really shown us proof. We're supposed to just keep taking their word for it, okay? I give people the benefit of the doubt, so do many, the rest of us. But we're a little annoyed at this point because they've been dragging this out too long and, as we say, moving the goalposts down the road, and we're just supposed to go along with the plan. Well, that's not cool. And the longer we go along with the plan, the more innocent people that are being harmed here on Earth, you know? And I have no reason to doubt at all why it can't be done faster, because I'm an expert at doing things faster. And they don't want to talk to me. They want to keep it silent. And I've heard some of the generalized excuses. They're worried if they contact me, my life will be in jeopardy. Well, let me tell you something. If you could just break down and make a phone call into this live radio show, that's not going to affect me or my, safety or anything like that. And if you can't figure out how to make a direct phone call to a live radio show without getting traced, like, so-called superior intelligent people are you? You can't figure out how to do that. It's not that difficult. We know how to do it on Earth. Regular people know how to do it. It doesn't take that much technology, really. It's really quite easy to do. A little common sense goes a long way. So why aren't you doing it? Why can't you be a little more responsive? You know, I say it all the time. There's an epidemic of unresponsiveness in the universe, not only on planet Earth, but apparently the Galactic Federation is afflicted with unresponsiveness also. You know, if you think that you're going to finally, when it finally happens, the event, you finally land like you've been promising to do, do you think that we want to just take your word for everything? You know, you say you're going to give us full disclosure, but we've learned not to trust people on this. And even though most of us are giving you the benefit of the doubt, because it's important to do that, if you're claiming to be for us and solving our problems, but what you don't seem to understand, we're free-thinking people here, with the exception of the sheeple. And us free-thinkers, we don't want you or anybody else telling us what to do. We know how to think for ourselves. We appreciate any help you might be giving, because we can't verify that yet. You know, it's been all secondhand information we're hearing, and we're giving you the benefit of the doubt, but how long are they going to keep putting us off on this here, you know? You need to show us a little stuff, you know? Show us a little skin or something. What are you, when you're free to show what you really look like? You know, we're going to see when you finally land anyhow. It, you know, it would be less of a shock for people if you started to showing a little more. You know, I understand all these lenticular clouds that look like they're hiding a spaceship are being flown all around the Earth in different places. Okay, but, you know, we want to be shown a little more than that, you know, because we have pictures of flying saucers and unidentified objects ourselves. And you're not even willing to show that, seemingly. You're still hiding in clouds. I understand you. It's your protection. But at the same time, you know, you could send us a video of what you really look like in action so we can get to understand. We're tired of these cartoon drawings. And if you just turned in this radio show, I'm talking about the Galactic Federation of Light, the 52 star nations that are in our solar system here to watch the Mother Earth ascend into the fifth dimension. And the plan is to take just about all of humanity, follow Mother Earth into the fifth dimension. And we've already been told the problem, we have to raise our vibration to be able to handle more vibration. And supposedly you guys are working on our bodies, reactivating our DNA, upgrading our frequencies, opening our pineal glands and stuff like that while we're sleeping. Hey, we get it. Thank you if that's, in fact, is what you're doing. But again, you know, all talk and you're not really showing us anything, you know? And a few testimonials out there on Twitter about, oh, I'm in the fifth dimension. Oh, you know, it feels so good, you know? You got like one or two testimonials like that. Meanwhile, millions of people on Twitter, and we're not there, you know? That's not really inspiring us, and that's not convincing us, one or two testimonials. Come on, the fake New World Order has more testimonials about their dark side existence, about doing stupid things to influence. They've got more personal stories than you guys do. Do you understand what the picture I'm explaining here? And these issues need to be addressed. And you got to cure it. You're telling us we have to be more loving, fine. Well, it'd be a lot easier to do if you just land and get rid of the bad guys, you know, and you're worried about the black holes they set up in our auras and all stuff like that. Sure, that sounds like something to think about, but with a little ingenuity, you could have bypassed all those concerns you don't know how you could have done that, you'll never know, because you're not willing to talk with those of us on Earth who have a little more ingenuity than you guys do. We know all the tricks in the book. You guys don't know all the tricks in the book. And at least some of us know all the tricks in the book. And we invent new tricks all the time. You know, that's what makes humans on Earth superior to many of the other star nations in the universe. Even though our whole planet is still under the control of the dark side, regardless of what you said you've done for us, we're still under the control of the dark forces. But that has made us very ingenious. And so I'll claim to say there is no more ingenious race in the whole universe than those of us, the people of planet Earth, those of us that learned the lessons, learned the strategies, and have learned how to create new strategies instantaneously. If you don't know what I'm talking about, well, you don't know. But you're never going to find out by continuing to be unresponsive. Yeah, you guys have it all planned out for how you're going to land, how you're going to help us out. That's all great and fine. But at the same time, we want to take command of the steering wheel, and we want to be making the decisions with you as we go. We don't want to just follow your plans, probably better than the ones we have to deal with now, granted, but you know, you need to show some respect for those of us who are true individuals. And those of us that are true individuals, we don't see that respect being shown to us. You know, we thank you for what you've done, what you've claimed you've done. And like I've said, you really haven't shown us any proof of what you've done, you know. And we're not all scientists, and we don't all follow the graphs and, you know, and those things out there that some people follow. Most of us don't. You know, I'm talking about 99% of the 8 billion people. No, we don't do those things that you do. We rely on intuition, common sense, our visual sight, hearsay, and simple interactions. And those of us that master that and move on to more sophisticated thinking, we move beyond your thinking. And if you can't understand that, you can't understand. It's not that difficult to explain, but I'll never get to explain it to you until you show your faces and we have that verbal conversation, because such things cannot be done telepathically. A lot can be. And so, you know, I have a lot of questions, because I have a lot of sources of information long before you guys showed up here and started addressing some of the situations that we definitely need help with, because we never would have figured it out for ourselves or been able to dismantle it like you claim you dismantle it. And we have a reason to question whether you have or not, because again, you've shown us no proof. You expect us just to take your word, and we're tired of taking words, because we've been spent a lifetime of listening to phony politicians, lying, money scammers, etc., except they're false religious fanatics that just want to manipulate and empower themselves. And that's where the situation is. You got to get rid of, you know, you tell us we got to get rid of our bad habits. Yeah, as individuals, we do, you know. I don't get angry anymore. I don't get jealous. I never did get jealous, I think, in my life. I try to keep my conversation pleasant, but I'm not afraid to speak out about what I feel is not right. You know, I'm a loving person at heart. I try to broadcast love. I try to project love. And I do, not only try, I do it. And I try to influence people in a good way. And I try to help anyone I can. I'll try to help when we finally meet up. I'll try to help you guys because you guys need some help. You know, you got to get rid of that unresponsiveness and understand that getting along is a two-way street, as we say. It's not a one-way street. We've had it on Earth with this one-way street with from the top down, the government tells us what to do, and we have to follow the orders given to us. Now, we've had it with that. We don't want anything like that. Some of us do. Some of the people, they want to be told everything what to do because they have no desire to think for themselves. Unfortunately, of course, the dark side is to blame for that. They need to be re-educated. But those of us who learn to be individuals here on Earth, no, we don't want you telling us what to do and how to do it. We want to make those decisions for ourselves. And we're willing for you to participate as equals in that. But when you guys land, don't think we're all going to joyfully fall in line to what you got. All the sheeple will, of course, will fall in line what anybody says. But you're going to have a, it's going to be a rude awakening for you guys too. Believe me. So the sooner you get off the high horse, as we say here on Earth, you can look that, you can Google that expression, and kind of, you know, willing to meet us on an equal basis, well, wonderful things will happen beyond your belief. And there's so many things that we've accomplished here on Earth that I don't know what's been accomplished in other places. What you ought to be looking into is the historical record of humanity, the good things that happened. And I'll give you a perfect example. In the early 1960s to the mid-1960s, there was this entertaining group of rock musicians who played popular music songs and wrote their own songs. They were called the Beatles. Look them up. Google them. And gain an understanding. Look at the pictures associated with them. Without trying, they created a mass hysteria that was love-powered. They opened up the hearts of humanity. They opened up our minds. They created new paradigms of thinking by just being a popular band that went out there and projected good vibrations towards the audience and had a desire to entertain us. They changed the world for the better without even trying. It's one of the most monumental things ever accomplished on Earth. You know? Seriously, you need to look them up. Two of the Beatles are still alive and they're still out there entertaining people. But the magic happened 1963, 1964, 1965 was the heights of the magic. You need to look into those years. Which reminds me, I have a YouTube video, I call it a 10-minute documentary titled Beatlemania in America. Now, this mania is a good mania. It's not bad. It's something you probably don't understand either. That's why you need to look it up if you're an extraterrestrial. You're a human being, and you're not aware about what happened on planet Earth those years. Beatlemania in America. Google it. You might have to go through the 90 or so they have up there relating to the Beatles. And then if you haven't found it yet, then you have to click the bottom. And because they don't post them all because there's too many of them. That's how popular the Beatles are. But you'll find it. The easy way to find my thing is to go to YouTube and type in the words Beatlemania, that's Beatlemania, Beatlemania in America. And it should pop up. It's a 10-minute, 4-second documentary. And if you watch that, you'll get an idea of what a fantastic phenomenon this was. And you'll get to see what loving people they were and how they brought the love out in the hearts of the young girls and guys, too, that were teenagers at that particular point in time. Even grown-ups liked them and loved them. Watch the pictures, you know. You'll learn more about humanity in that 10-minute video than all the other textbooks put together. And you'll gain an understanding of things we've accomplished. And inside that video, there's maybe a minute or two mention about the first Shea Stadium concert. This was the first large audience rock and roll concert, rock and roll popular music. The Beatles did it on August 15th, 1965. That's it. And remember that date. Great things happened on that day, August 15th. So August 15th, 1965, the Beatles, at the first concert at Shea Stadium, and this is explained in the video. There was so much love coming together in that stadium that the air was sizzling with electricity. Every molecule of air was hissing, sizzling, extremely loud. And it was the power of love. Love for the Beatle fans, for their heroes, the Beatles. And that's what the power of love can do. And that's what was manifested in that particular day on that particular event. So you extraterrestrials and you humans, too, that don't know about it, check it out on YouTube. Beatlemania in America. The easiest way to find it is go to YouTube and just type in Beatlemania in America. Spell the words properly. Beatlemania. Beatlemania in America. And while you're on YouTube, if it does come up right away, he had my name by Tom Edison. But it should pop up right away. It's fairly new. And, you know, all you listeners, you need to do that too, because that 10-minute video captures one of the greatest moments in the history of the human race. That 2-year period there. And it was accomplished by guys that just wanted to go out there and play popular music that was liked. They had no plan to change the world, but they did it without even trying because their hearts were filled with love and they projected love and the people responded. And while I was saying August 15th is an important day, for those of you who don't know, August 15th, that was the first day of Woodstock, that 1969 festival where 500,000 people came together. Everybody got along. There was no police there or anything, and nothing but good music and peace and love. First day of that event was August 15th. And another important day that just about close to nobody on Earth knows about was the fact that it was August 15th. Perhaps the year was 29 AD, or perhaps a year or two different, but on August 15th, Jesus of Nazareth engaged in his transfiguration, witnessed by two of his disciples. And that was where his disciples saw him turn into a body of light that glowed. And he was conversing with two other bodies of light at the transfiguration. The most accurate story can be found in the fifth apocryphal revelation regarding that. But that was another great event that happened on August 15th. So, you've all got a big education tonight. Anyhow, well, in the meantime, tell your friends to tune in next week. Do your own investigation. Find out. For your own sake, is it the Galactic Federation or the Galactic Confederation? Or the Galactic Federation of Light, or are they all the same? Why is one group using one word and the other groups using the other words? It needs to be looked into, and it needs to be defined. That question needs to be answered. And if you're not sure, can we trust these ETs? Hey, you know, you gotta use your intuition there. There's a couple of movies that'll help you gain some intuition. Well, it's the famous Twilight Zone episode, To Serve Man. That'll pop your eyes open and make you think a little. And then there's that classic movie, 1988 movie, titled They Live. And of course, there's others. So anyhow, we're coming to the end of the show. Hey, I got two CD Baby albums out there, Songs Better Than Dylan and American Party Songs. Visit them. Find it in your heart to buy one of, to download one of the songs. You know, I need, a lot of effort and time went into putting these albums together. I'd like to get paid for some of it, you know. I'll probably never get back what it cost to put it together, but the listeners can help. Also, you can subscribe to my show. Go to BBS Internet Radio site and find my show, Connect the Dots, and as you scroll down, you'll see an opportunity to subscribe to my show, especially if you be supportive. The knowledge I bestow on this show, we're talking about 10 lifetimes worth of knowledge, if not more. Okay, Mr. Engineer, it's time to get out of here now. I'm going to give you the countdown. And listeners, hang on, and you can listen to my original music at the end. The lead guitar solo to Are You the Party in Kind, and my anthem, I Gotta Be Somebody, could be your anthem too. Here we go. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Statistic. I don't want to be just a nobody. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. I don't want to be no John Doe. I don't want to grow just to be old. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, my stand without fear, made it clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stopped and looked, cause I caught their eye. I don't wanna be nobody's slave. I don't wanna join in my grave. Gotta be somebody or I'll deep, it clear.